Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2757.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I'd probably go with my mom. She is a person who's very caring, very compassionate, unconditional love. I'd say that that's had a pretty lasting impact on me.
What do you aspire to be?
I'm probably in the career that I'll stick with as a psychologist, but I think I would aspire someday to have my own private practice, probably involving some of the elements of psychology, but also education, tutoring, educational kinds of approaches. So to have my own private practice, probably.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
Dynamic, compassionate, patient. I enjoy humor, good sense of humor, I like to think.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I think the ability to have an open mind and to withhold judgment on people is probably the most important thing, so that you can view others for what they really are before you make your determinations about them.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Well, I came from a big family, so I think the ability to make ends meet with not very much to go around, I think is the ability to enjoy life without a lot of material things, to enjoy family and to stay close to your family through the years. That's definitely something, yeah, I would pass on.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
Okay, here's one. It's kind of fun. A girlfriend gave me skydiving for a birthday, and it was shocking. It was kind of indicative of, like, the spirit of that relationship, you know, that we were fun and spontaneous and adventurous, and it was, like, so perfectly fitting for the moment that all I could do is just be thankful. And the experience was awesome, too.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy?
Favorite book is probably A Heartbreaking Work of Staggering Genius by Dave Eggers. It's a very real, raw book. It's a memoirs-style book, and it's about his life. But it's interesting because it uses a lot of humor in the book, but then it will just, like, hit you with a very poignant moment about something very real with people in life. Those are the kinds of books that I love, the ones that can blend a lot of clever, humorous writing with also being able to describe very real emotions and real experiences in life.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
Well, I love traveling. Traveling is probably my number one preferred hobby. It's limited because you can only do so much with time and money. I love that. I'm also into running and biking. I've done some triathlons. I love being outside, playing sports, doing anything outside. And then otherwise, I guess, hanging out with friends, game nights, happy hours.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
When I was in high school, someone told me they thought I looked like George Clooney. I didn't think that was very accurate. I've gotten a little bit of the guy from Grey's Anatomy, Patrick Dempsey.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you faced and its impact on you.
I'll say one great achievement I have, very proud of, is completing a marathon. Because for me, that was kind of like the culmination of, like, a very long road of training and discipline and actually sticking to a schedule on things, which is a big value for me. It's also something I try hard to work on, to try to be a disciplined person. It's not easy, you know, it takes hard work. So for me, I was very, very proud at that moment, not about my time, but just that I had gotten, not even that I had finished the marathon per se, but that I had gotten myself there to be able, you know, to do it.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you'd like to interview and explain why.
Someone I've always been interested in is Mother Teresa. She was someone that my parents, they were very conservative Catholics, so that was a big part of my upbringing. So I was kind of introduced to her through that. But she was just an amazing person. She gave so much of herself. She's very humble. She didn't put herself first. She put others first. I would love to speak with a person like that or with her, you know, to hear her thoughts on what it's like to be a person with such a strong faith of a different religion than the people you're working with, generally speaking, what it's like to work with those who are ill and dying and to give yourself to them, to live a life of selflessness.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Traveling. I'd love to be in a place I've never been before. I'd love to be seeing new scenery, new landscapes, new people and cultures. I could be dropped into any culture somewhere in the world that I've never seen before and just take it in.
What is your favorite word and why?
How about serendipity? It's a good word. I love surprises in life. I love how little things can turn your day around. I love that you may think you know where you're heading, and then something turns up and changes it all, and it turns out that that's a very fortunate occurrence. Yeah, I like the word for that reason, I guess.
What is your approach to life?
Probably work hard, play hard would be kind of my approach. I believe that your job is very important. I believe you should put yourself into it and give it your all. I feel good when I'm working hard. I don't feel good when I feel like I've been slacking at my job. And I think it's definitely equally important to get out there and enjoy your time off and make the most of that, and to exercise and to be with friends and to re-energize yourself that way too. Weekends are important, I think.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
Well, one difficulty I had, I think, in college, I started as a biology major, and I started getting to the upper level classes by my sophomore year of college, and I hated them, and I couldn't dedicate myself to the studies. It wasn't interesting to me, and my grades were, you know, reflecting that, and I had a really difficult time with that because it was what I thought I wanted. It was where I thought I wanted to go, and I had to do a lot of hard thinking about it. I had to come to the realization first that it just wasn't my thing. I think the way that I came out of it was taking some time off. You know, the summer helped a lot. Take some time to think about it, talk with family about it, where to go and what to get into. And, you know, that's when I realized that I had enjoyed all the psychology classes I had taken at that point. So I kind of went that route, and it turned out to be a great decision.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I loved playing Monopoly. My family loved it. My brother and I played that nonstop. You know, we had all sorts of negotiating that we would do, and we added all our own special rules to the game, and my brother was notorious for hiding a little money under the board and whipping it out at the last minute when he thought he was bankrupt. We just had a lot of fun playing that game.
Who is your favorite actor?
Probably Leonardo DiCaprio. I think he's a really versatile actor. He can do a lot of different roles. He's not just the heartthrob from Titanic. And I've liked pretty much all the movies that he's done.
What is your favorite dinner?
Probably just a perfect cut of steak, paired with just about anything. Nice, perfectly cooked, medium rare steak.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Skydiving will be up there. That's probably the craziest thing I've done. You know, right up there with that would be probably some cliff jumping, cliff diving in various places, like the Dominican Republic. Jumping off of cliffs that I was pretty sure were good and safe, and I'd seen people go before me, but still had my questions, and it was a big jump. I'd say that's probably another crazy thing.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Well, it's changed very recently. I now run first thing in the morning, which is very different. But usually the first thing I do in the morning is hit the snooze button once, and then wake up and take my shower.
What is something you wish you could do but can't?
I wish that I could incorporate travel into my job. I wish that part of my job was related to seeing other places in the world and writing about them and sharing those experiences and trying to incorporate them into my own thinking and my own life.
Why did you choose psychology as your line of work?
Well, I chose it because I had enjoyed, it was my major in college. I had enjoyed the subject a lot. I knew I wanted to do something in that field, probably because it gives me a sense that I'm helping people directly. But my subfield specifically, I knew that I also liked the community and the field of education. I like working with kids. I have always had a good rapport. I had a good ability to work with kids. So I knew I wanted to combine the two things. My subfield of school psychology was like a perfect blend.
If you had to choose a different career, what would it be?
I love the mechanical and engineering and physics side of things in the world. So there's probably some aspect or some field of engineering that I would love, or maybe on the more technological side of things. I love fixing things. I love problem solving, and it's something I'm pretty good at, I feel. So that's a career I would consider. If I was back in college now, I would consider looking into engineering.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing? Work, family, travel?
I'd probably be doing the same job I'm doing, because I consider it to be a career, move or career choice for me. Family-wise, 10 years from now, I'll probably have a kid or two. I'll be married. I will hopefully be very close with all of my own family still, like I am today, I hope to be. And travel-wise, I hope that 10 years from now I've seen 10 new places.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
I like to keep it pretty simple. I enjoy a really nice dinner out at a nice restaurant with nice, calm ambience. I love to be able to just sit and talk and have good food. I love food, so it'd be a nice restaurant. It'd be a fancy, maybe a more expensive restaurant than I usually go to for a good, nice romantic dinner. I think the most important part is just being able to sit down, you know, dress nice, restaurant's nice, and have some good conversation.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
I look for someone who is spontaneous, who knows how to let loose and just have fun and forget about work for a little bit, and you know, you can go out and just, you know, be in the moment. I love that. My potential mate, I would want to be intelligent, even in a nerdy kind of way. I like that. Someone who values family is really key for me, because I really value mine. Someone who has some of the other interests too, likes being outside, likes exercising, likes traveling.
What is the nicest thing you can do for your significant other?
Well, generally speaking, it's definitely to have their needs in mind. So to think about what they need or what they want. And that's hard to do. You know, it's like, it's easy to get caught up in your own life. So to put yourself in their shoes, to think from her perspective, what she wants and needs, you know. So that being said, probably the best thing you can do is to give her the gift of something she might not get for herself, but that she needs.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
It's something I've thought about before. I've always kind of thought about it, but I never knew the details of it, and it perked my interest. I've always thought that it's important to provide that for somebody. You know, if people need that, if people want a child and they can't have one on their own, I think it's great. I think people need to do that. I think it needs to be available to them. It's nice to be compensated too, but honestly, the thing I think about the most is that somebody will be able to have a child because of this. And I love the idea that this could be going to anybody out there. It's whoever needs it.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
My heart is in the right place with this, and that I'm completely at peace with it. You know, I think some people might have some conflict about doing something like this, because it's, you know, it's like there are some moral issues surrounding it, but I'm completely at peace with it, and it makes me happy to think that it could bring happiness to others.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2757.